This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. Penn State team members see their house as leading the way in affordable and durable housing with energy-efficient solutions, while introducing a new day for sustainable design within global communities. What's different? An independent, dedicated DC LED lighting power system eliminates conversion losses from AC to DC by inverters. Power for the DC LED system is provided by solar slates on the east and west facades of the living space and stored in a sealed lead-acid battery bank. The energy dashboard is a digital interface between the home and the occupants. It informs them of their energy usage and production patterns and how their lifestyle choices affect energy use. Multiple arrays provide power from the roof, east, and west facades. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the Morningstar concept is a house deck store prototype that addresses the requirements to sustain life in a three-part approach: the living space, the technical core, and the breezeway. The layered southern facade on Morningstar, Pennsylvania is an occupant-operated mobile energy membrane between the interior and exterior living space. In the exterior, sliding panels are composed of local recycled steel and white oak, sustainably harvested from Penn State. Triple-glazed, argon-filled windows have low-E coatings, and Pennsylvania black slate is attached to structural insulated panels. For the interior, thermal blinds are a cellular, quilt-like fabric that electronically adjusts to cover windows. A milk bottle wall, composed of local recycled steel and glass bottles, slides in front of the glazing for effective light diffusion. An interior, movable wall in the living space provides spatial adaptability between the bedroom and the dining living room, by shifting east-west to adjust the size of each room based on occupant preferences. Sustainable site design demonstrates how technologies are critical, both as integral facets of an energy-saving residence and as a nurturing and enriched ecosystem. The site presents homeowners with several alternatives to the energy-consumptive turf lawn, including rain garden, meadow garden, Audubon garden, and bio-intensive vegetable garden. For heating and cooling, the Morningstar concept includes passive solar by incorporating high thermal mass to reduce heating and cooling loads. A radiant floor and shower wall system allow for efficient delivery of heat for Morningstar, Pennsylvania's largest energy load. A ground source heat pump heats and cools while scavenging the waste heat. For lighting, daylight enters the home through the clerestory windows on the north side, the long vertical windows on the south side, and through the three skylights that create a north-south axis. Full-height vision glass enables occupant interaction with the interior and exterior of the home with the natural environment and full distribution of daylight. A radio-based lighting control system installed in the living space provides ease of operation, flexibility, and energy efficiency, and can be controlled manually or remotely via the internet. A variety of energy-efficient luminaries are featured: LED strip and spot fixtures, low-voltage decorative pendants, surface-mounted linear fluorescent uplighting strip fixtures, and an LED desk lamp. For power, the fixed PV array provides the main source of energy for the Morningstar home. An adjustable PV array allows for seasonal adjustments of a smaller array on the Morningstar, Pennsylvania home. The unique solar slates, which clad most of the east-west facades of the living space, provide power for the dedicated DC LED lighting power system and for all LED lights. An evacuated tube array generates hot water for domestic use. Construction, including materials and transportation, of Morningstar, Pennsylvania was $350,000. For more information about Penn State's solar home, visit www.solar.psu.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.